I'm
not screaming
how long this thing is recording.
Radio. You turn it on so it records.
It's 7 o'clock. Welcome, everyone, to Wednesday Night Bible Study. We thank God for the opportunity to be here one more time to receive his word, that we may live a life that is upright and pleasing to thy sight. Amen. So welcome, everyone. If you're just now getting on to Bible study, I thank God for you and your obedience to grow in Christ, to grow spiritually. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we're going to be talking about you all. We're going to be studying here over the next course of the next few weeks about faith to move mountains, you all. You know, life in the spirit with faith to move mountains. How many of us want to be able to have that kind of faith to move mountains? So let us pray so we can dive right into our study on tonight. Father God, we thank you for the wonderful blessings offered through salvation. It was by faith that we believed and received this free gift through your son, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen. Your word says that without faith, it is impossible to please you. So we see so many examples in your word where people were healed, set free, and completely changed when they had faith. Oh, Lord, we ask in Jesus' name that you increase our faith right now so that we can receive miracles, oh, God, in the name of Jesus Christ, miracles of healing, miracles of being delivered and set free, oh, God. Lord, help us, oh, God, in our unbelief so that we may live by faith. Amen. We ask now for an increase of faith as we live for you each day. Amen. We know that faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. We will, hallelujah, read your word so that we can clearly hear you speak to us. Amen. When you speak, we will listen and obey. Amen. Your word is the authority and the solid foundation on which we stand. Amen. Everything you say is the truth and a promise to us, and we thank you. We receive every word as yes and amen. Amen. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Thank you for life, health, and strength that coming from you, oh God. Thank you for new mercy and new grace, oh God. Thank you for this day, for this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Oh, Father God, we can't thank you enough, but yet and still we thank you, oh God. From this moment forward, we declare that we have faith to move mountains. We will see the sick healed and the afflicted set free and lives completely changed in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, as we read your word on tonight and the lesson going forth, oh God, Lord, we ask in Jesus' name that you bless us with divine revelation and knowledge and understanding of your word so that we can apply it to our daily lives and live a life that is upright and pleasing to thy sight in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, we ask that you allow the scripture to take root and manifest in us, mind, body, soul, and spirit, and be engrafted on our hearts and minds, helping us to keep our minds stayed on you, that you'll keep us in perfect peace all the days of our life. And Father God, we just want to say thank you. We come against every unteachable spirit on the line, every spirit of confusion, doubt, disbelief. We come against every spirit of oppression and depression, anxiety, fear right now, and strife and unforgiveness. And we command you to cease your works and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we decree and declare right now that angels are being released to roar against any spirit designed in the heaven to stop our prayers from being answered. And Lord, we just want to say thank you one more time, Lord. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Welcome, welcome everyone to Bible study. Sister Dillard, I see you're on the call today, and Sister Connie, and then others that are here that are logged into the website as well. Welcome. We know people, they normally kind of trickle into Bible study. You know, we come against the spirit of distraction and frustration and limitation and stagnation with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen. And we decree and declare in Jesus' name that we do not operate according to these spirits. Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah, that we will not operate according to the spirit of spiritual blindness and spiritual deafness, but we should be able to see in the spiritual realm and hear beyond the natural into the supernatural, amen, because it's God that has blessed us to go beyond this of the world. So we just thank God, amen. Today, you are, we're going to talk about six ways to grow your faith, six ways to grow your faith. So if you have any questions, that'll be a time I'll open up the lines, you all, so that you all can ask any, you know, questions that you have or comments at that time. So we're going to keep the lines muted so we don't get any background. Amen. Can y'all, Sister Billy, can you hear me good? Can you hear me clearly?
Mama? Yes, I hear you clear.
Okay, good, good. Just want to make sure. Okay, we'll make sure you got a clear line. All right, so we're talking about six ways to grow your faith. So whereas we can view hope as a mental expectation of something, you know, something good, faith arises in our hearts. So, and it grows as we follow Jesus. So the question is, how can we encourage the growth of faith in our own hearts and in others? So let me give you some scriptural examples of what causes faith to arise. By the grace of God, I can say that I have had encounters with the Lord in every one of these examples that I will give, and it works. As I had my friend over the other day, and a young lady over today, and we had deliverance service and healing service. She was saying, you know, you have the gift of faith. And I thank God that God has given me the gift of faith, even as a young child and a young woman, always having that faith. I mean, beyond, even when something happened, I always believed that God was going to do something greater. I didn't just, you know, kind of follow up. I was like, oh, God, I know you're going to do something great. I just trusted God and stayed in that place no matter what. So we're talking about here, we just now tuning in, we're talking about tonight, six ways to grow your faith. So one, faith arises by the preaching of the gospel. So remember the words of the Apostle Paul to the Romans. He said, how then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? When we look in the book of Romans in chapter 10, verse 14. So he also wrote you all, and we also especially thank God continually for this, that when you received the message of God, which you have heard from us, you welcomed it not as the word of mere men, but as it truly is the word of God, which is effectually at work in you who believe, meaning exercising the superhuman power in those who adhere and trust in and rely on it. When we look in the First Thessalonians chapter 2 verse 13, and this is from the Amplified Bible, First Thessalonians chapter 2 verse 13. So, you know, to learn more about the connection between the preaching of the good news and the growth of faith, I want you all to look in the book of John chapter 1. And you can also refer in scripture in the book of Romans chapter 10, verse 8, and Titus 1 and 3. If you have your Bible, Sister Dilly, you have your Bible with you?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
Can you go to John chapter 1, verse 1? John chapter 1, verse 1.
John 1, verse 1.
Mm-hmm.
All right, John 1, verse 1.
You, says,
you want me to read it?
You want to be John, John 1 or John?
I want you to go to the book of John. I want you to go to the book of John.
Okay, I'm there.
You got it?
Yeah,
all right,
John
so let's say John, not first John. John 1, chapter 1.
Oh,
I'm talking
John
okay. chapter 1.
Okay, John 1.
No, just John.
Okay.
Not one John, but just John. St. John. Not one or two, just John.
Okay, this ain't John. It say in the beginning was the word.
Go ahead.
Am I in the right one?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Let me read one. It say in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. So when we look in the Bible here, in the beginning, you all, the Bible says, in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. Amen. So we're talking about the good news here. So with Jesus, you all, in this particular, what Jesus taught and what he did, and tied in separately to who he is, John shows Jesus a fully human and fully God. So all through Jesus took upon himself full humanity and lived as a man. He never ceased to be the eternal God who has always existed. Because we're talking about faith here, and we're talking about in this particular book, we're talking about the preaching and the good news. And when Jesus came, he came with the good news. Amen. And those who believe, you know, believing in the word and operating by faith. So we go over to the book of Romans chapter 10 and 8 to refer to, if you go over to chapter 10, see, because even here in verse 1, this is why John wrote this gospel here, the good news to build faith and confidence in Jesus Christ so that we may believe that that he truly was and is the Son of God. So when we go over to the book of Romans chapter 10, verse 8, Chapter 10, verse 8. We'll go there quickly here.
Okay.
10, verse 8. And then, Sister Dillard, if you have it, you can read it when you get there.
Okay.
We'll give everybody else a chance to get
all
there.
Right.
Romans, you all. Chapter 10, verse 8. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome, Evangelist.
Amen.
Kimberly Rufford, welcome.
Thank you. How y'all doing? God bless you.
Good.
Oh,
God bless
10,
you, too.
Romans 10, 8.
Uh-huh.
Was it Romans 10 and 8?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Amen. It said,
but,
on the contrary, what does it say? The message is near you, in your mouth and in your heart. This is the message this is the message of faith that we proclaim. Amen.
So we're talking about faith here. You are the preaching. We're talking about, you know, learning a little bit more about the connection between preaching of the good news and the growth of faith. So referring to these particular chapters and also Titus 1 and 3 to add to that. So if you just now tuning into Bible study tonight, we're talking about the six ways to grow your faith. The six ways to grow your faith. That's what we're talking about tonight. For those who just came on first, we were talking about faith arises by the preaching of the gospel. So that's one way. Now, second, faith arises through reading the written word, the living word of God. So the word, you all, is powerful, and it causes the light of faith to shine. We see this in the book of Acts chapter 17, verse 13. If you want to go to Acts chapter 17, verse 13, and if you want to read for me, whoever like to read, go ahead. So we can lay our eyes on ourselves, Acts chapter 17, verse 13.
I have.
Okay,
says,
go ahead.
But when the Jews from Thessalonica learned that the word of God was preached by Paul at Berea, they came there also and stirred up the crowds.
Amen.
I'm reading the New
Amen. King. New King James Version. She's come out the New King James Version.
Can I get the verse
New King. Yes, Acts chapter 17,
Amen.
Verse 13. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I had the two of them.
Okay, Acts 17, verse 13. And then also we go over to the book of Psalms 119. It's just so we can lay our eyes to it for ourselves and see what the word is saying. And that's in the book of Psalms 119. Mm-hmm. Verse 105. Verse 105.
Okay. 105.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. It
Amen,
says, your word is a lamp. Your word is a lamp for my feet and the light
mm-hmm.
on my path.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. Amen. So you are to walk safely in the, and just to give an example here, if I may, to walk safely in the woods at night, we need a light so that we don't trip over the roots or fall into any holes. So in this life, we walk through a dark forest of evil, but the Bible can be our light to show us the way ahead so we won't stumble as we walk. It reveals the entangling roots of false values and philosophy. So, you know, studying the Bible so that you will be able to see your way clearly enough to stay on the right path. So faith arises through reading the written word. So when we read it, it helps us to stay on the right path so that we can apply it to our daily lives. It's about application, you all, so that we'll continue. We keep our I was telling the young man today, you know, we're going to eat something on the word. Either you're going to eat the word or you're going to eat the world. But you're going to eat on something. Something is going to feed
you. Eat something.
Either you're going to feed on the word of God or you're going to feed on the word of man. Because that's either through social media, television, or other people coming to you, you know, speaking to you, and you're feeding on that you're receiving in your home, in your workplace, or when you go out and about, you know. So that's what the word is saying to us, y'all, you know, and being able to feed on it and have put my eyes on the word and study that word and allow the word to take root in us, and it'll help build our faith. You know, because when we read the word as a living word, and then it takes place in us, it roots itself in us, and we're operating according to the word. So if we don't let it take root in us, then something else is going to take root, and that's what's going to come out. What's rooted in us is going to come out, our mouth and our actions. So if you root yourself in the word, then that's what's going to come out. I mean, it's one thing to read it, but it's one thing to allow it to take root and manifest in you. So when it really takes root, it manifests in your word and in your actions, you know, and we make that decision. You know, that's why we have to renew our minds daily. We have to examine ourselves and renew our minds daily to see where we are. Am I really operating according to the word of God or according to the world? You know, because our minds have been conditioned to operate according to the world and not according to the word of God. So even when we're born, you know, we've been conditioned. Whoever raises up, either they're going to condition to operate according to the word of God, they're going to give us this, or they're going to give us the worldly standard. And that's what's going to be implanted in us until we make a choice. When we have that time in our life, when we get to that age, we are now making our own choices. You know, because we become adults. A lot of people that come away from, you know, tradition and religion, but when they were children under their parents' household, they had to go by and do what their parents did. But when they came to an understanding, they decided, no, I want to do this. I mean, this doesn't sit well with me. And they make a choice. And so we do make a choice. So when looking at this scripture, so you are on the road, you all. When we go over to the book of Luke, we're going to talk about after Jesus' death. When we look at in the book of Luke, chapter 24, verses 13 through 32, the book of Luke.
24.
It's Matthew, Mark, and Luke. Mm-hmm.
Luke 24, all right.
Yeah,
24. What?
Starting at verse 13 through
32. I'm going to hold my Bible. That's where it looked at me in my eyes. Amen,
you can read
amen,
go ahead
amen,
and read
amen.
It to 20, and then I'll read it from 20 to 32 if you like.
Oh, my. It says, verse 13, it says, now that same day two of them were on their way to a village called Emmaus. I can't pronounce
Emmaus, which was
about 7 miles from Jerusalem. Together they were discussing everything that had taken place. And while they were discussing, arguing, Jesus himself came near and began to walk along with them. But they were prevented from recognizing him. Then he asked them, what is this dispute that you're having with each other as you are walking, and they stop walking and look discouraged. The one named Cleopas, Cleopas answered him,
mm-hmm.
Are you the only visitor in Jerusalem who doesn't know the things that happen there in these days? What things, he asked them. So they said to him, the things concerning Jesus of Nazareth, who was a prophet, powerful in action and speak before God and all the people, and how our chief and leader hand him over to be sentenced to death, and they crucify him.
And the Bible says, I'll finish. And 21 says, but we were hoping that it was he who was going to redeem Israel. Indeed, besides all this, today is the third day since these things happened. Yes, and certain women of our company, I'm reading out the New King James Version, who arrived at the tomb early astonished us when they did not find his body. They came saying that they had also seen a vision of angels who said he was alive. And certain of those who were with us went to the tomb and found just as the women had said, but him they did not see. Then he said to them, O foolish ones, and slow of heart to believe in all that the prophets have spoken, ought not the Christ to have suffered these things and to enter into his glory? And beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded to them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself. Then they drew near to the village where they were going, and he indicated that he would have gone farther. But they constrained him, saying, abide with us, for it is towards evening, and the day is far spent. And he went in to stay with them. Now it came to pass, as he sat at the table with them, that he took bread, blessed and broke it, and gave it to them. Verse 31 says, then their eyes were opened, and they knew him, and he vanished from their sight. Verse 32, last verse, and they said to one another, did not our heart burn within us while he talked with us on the road and while he opened the scriptures to us? So here, we're talking about the written word and reading the word. You notice how that word was read and you went, how you felt it? How you felt that? So after Jesus on the cross, disciples, their hearts burned with them as faith burst forth. It happened as they heard the written word explained to them by the word himself. So this is the word giving witness to the word. Hallelujah.
Okay.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So far, we've talked about faith arises by the preaching of the gospel, and faith arises through reading the written word. Now we're going to talk about faith that arises in times of prayer. In times of prayer. Miss Connie, we got you there with us. How you doing over there, Miss Connie? Sister Connie.
Yes, I'm still here. I'm still here.
Amen. All right, so we're talking about faith arises in times of prayer now. So prayer is not just our, you know, yapping and talking to God. Prayer requires pauses in communion to hear what he has to say. See, God says, before they call, I will answer. Amen? When we look in the book of Isaiah 65 and 24, you can lay your eyes to it right now. Let's go to it together. Isaiah 65 and 24. Whoever gets to it first, just go ahead and read it to confirm the word. In Isaiah 65 and 24.
Okay, 65 and 24. Isaiah 65 and 24, it says, even before they call, I will answer. While they are still speaking, I will hear.
Amen. It says, it shall come to pass that before they call, I will answer. And while they are still speaking, I will hear. See, and call to me, and I will answer you and show you great and mighty things which you do not know. We see this in the book of Jeremiah 33:3. So anytime you all, you have received something from him directly, your faith grows. See, with this dynamic, you know, with this dynamic in mind, read what God told the Apostle Paul and how his words built faith in Apostle Paul's heart. Said, but he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, most gladly, I will boast in my weakness that the power of Christ may rest upon me. You're saying, Pastor, where is that at? In the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 9. 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 9, if you want to locate it for yourself. And you can decree and declare this over your life, over yourself. You can decree and declare that over yourself. In 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 9, the Bible says in the book of Romans chapter 10, verse 17, so then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So faith comes by hearing. Romans chapter 10, verse 17. It says, so faith comes by hearing, and hearing the word of God. All right, so we just got to talk about faith that arises in times of prayer. So now we're going to talk about the faith that arises by the means of a word of testimony and exhortation. So when you hear an account of God thing, what happens in your heart? Faith arises. You know, when you hear the testimony of someone, when we hear each other's testimony, our own testimony, our faith arises. It comes by hearing. It comes by hearing. We get on the shout and we hear everybody's testimony. We get on the prayer call. We get on Sunday service. We get together and we hear each other's testimony, and our faith begins to grow. We start believing if God did it for you, he would do it for me. You know, and so our faith begins to grow. So when you can tell somebody that have the same thing you have, and the doctor told you, well, there's no cure for that, and, you know, normally people don't make it from this and that, or normally it don't happen, and somebody come with that same issue that you have, and they tell you how God delivered them, how God worked that thing out for that good, how God healed them. Then your faith begins to increase. Say, well, God can do it for you, then I know God will do it for me. So when you hear a testimony about healing or some amazing breakthrough, what happens? Faith arises in your heart. And at times also in the corporate atmosphere around you, see, you believe, so this must be true that it works.
Good.
How many of us could say we've been on a prayer call and we heard that testimony about the person we've been praying for, and then you start believing even more for yours, for your breakthrough? You know, amen? So, y'all, we're supposed to encourage each other in our faith. We're supposed to encourage each other in our faith, either by speaking words of exhortation and truth, or by sharing good testimonies about the power of God in action. We see this in the book of, go over with me in Colossians, you all, Colossians chapter 3, verse 16. Colossians chapter 3, verse 16. Right after Philippians, you'll see Colossians chapter 3, verse 16. Evangelist Kim, you still there with us? Can you hear me?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay,
I can hear you. 3 and 16.
Just want to make sure this line, 3 and 16. If you have it, you read it for us, please.
Yes. Uh-huh. It says, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another, in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord.
Amen. Don't we do that on the show?
Yeah,
we do that on the show. We do this Monday through Thursday together. We come on and shout, and we do exactly what the Bible saying in the book of Colossians 3 and 16. Every day on the show. At 6 p.m. So you all, let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful. And let us consider one another in order to stir up love and good works, not forsaking the assembly of ourselves together, as in the manner of some, but exhorting one another, and so much that more as you see the day approaching, and this is according to the book of Hebrews, this is the scripture in Hebrews chapter 10, verse 23 through 25. Let us be that. Let the scripture take root in us so that we're operating according to the book of Hebrews chapter 10, verse 23 through 25. Amen. So you offer further scripture support on how a word fitly spoken in Proverbs 25:11 can produce faith in someone's heart, and review the recommendations in Colossians 3:16 that we went over here tonight, and also see the book of John chapter 4:29. We can go to it here. I'll just give you all some that you can write down and go back to as well on your own time. So that's in John, you all, John chapter 4, verse 29. I love having Bible study, you all.
John 4:29.
It's a time to slow down and kind of dive into the scripture. So chapter 4, verse 29, if you have it, go ahead.
Yeah. Amen. Chapter 4:29 says, come see a man who told me everything I ever did. Could this be the Messiah?
Amen. So, you know, this is about the birth of faith in the heart of the Samaritan woman here. This is when she began to believe and have faith. She went and told everybody, come see. You know, come see. You know, come. The one that told me everything that I ever did. Come see. Amen. So let's talk about number five. We're going to talk about the six ways to grow your faith. So number five is, you all, faith that arises because of dreams, visions, and supernatural experiences. Dreams, visions, and supernatural experiences. So dreams, visions, and supernatural experiences represent a meshing of the supernatural realm with the human realm. And faith pulls them together. So thanks to Jesus, the sending of the Holy Spirit, such experiences are not in short supply, nor do they belong only to a few elite individuals. Hear me. The Bible says in the book of Acts, chapter 2, verse 17, amen. In the last days it shall be, says God, that I will pour out of my spirit on all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. And young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. This is in the book of Acts, chapter 2, verse 17. When Saul was knocked down, you all, on the road of Damascus, the extraordinary experience birthed instantaneous faith in his heart, to the point that the violent anti-faith bounty hunter became faith-filled, compliant and obedient, trembling and astonished, he said, Lord, what will you have me to do? We see this in the book of Acts, chapter 9, verse 6, to be exact. So much later Paul found himself on board the ship in the violent storms. It was the words of an angelic visitor that brought faith-grounded peace to the Apostle Paul and his fellow travelers at the time, which is in the book of Acts 27 chapter, verse 22 through 25. So these are only a couple of scripture examples, you all, of faith arising from a supernatural encounter. And last but not least, you all here tonight in Bible study, as we are, you know, studying the six ways to grow your faith. Number six is faith that arises because of the audible voice of God, the audible voice of God. See, Paul's and Ananias' experiences included each of them hearing the audible voice of God. We see this in the book of Acts, chapter 9, verse 4 through 6, and in chapter 10. So if you all want to go over to the scripture, we can in Acts, so you can see for yourself. You can write it down. So it's in Acts, you all. chapter 9. Chapter 9, verse 4.
Chapter 9,
4 through 6. You have it? Okay, go ahead. If you want to. Chapter 9, verse 4 through 6.
Falling to the ground, he heard a voice saying to him, "Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? Who are you, Lord?" Saul said, "I am Jesus, the one you are persecuting." He replied, "But get up and go into the city, and you will be told what you must do." Okay.
4 to 6, I'm sorry. Okay. No, 4 to 6, and then chapter 10, I'm sorry. In chapter 10.
Okay. Yes. So
this chapter 10. 10, 4
to 6.
Okay,
chapter 6. 10, 4 to 6.
Yeah, we can just start right there. Just start right there. That's fine. No, you did 9, 4 through 6. That's fine. We'll stop right there. So here, interesting, y'all, the voice Paul heard was loud, while the voice of Ananias heard was soft. So the Lord knew, when we look in chapter 10, when you get a chance to read in Acts chapter 10 for yourself and see for yourself here. So Paul heard was a loud voice, you all, while Ananias heard was soft. So the Lord knew that Ananias did not require the same treatment as Apostle Paul. So in each case, the word spoken by the voice furnished, you all, just the right type of faith for the situation. So obviously Ananias needed a different type of faith, quietly and courageous and decisive, from the type of faith that Paul needed at the profoundly life-altering moment. So whether we hear a fresh word from God or we read a scripture account of one, faith surges up inside of us. So consider the effect of a voice from heaven that declared, "This is my beloved son in whom I am well pleased," according to the book of Matthew chapter 3, verse 17. Or the audible words that John heard on Patmos, you all, "I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, says the Lord, who is, who was, and who is to come, the Almighty." We see this in the book of Revelations, chapter 1, verse 8. Revelations chapter 1, verse 8. "Or look, I am coming soon. Blessed is he who keeps the word of the prophecy of this book." We see this in the book of Revelations as well, chapter 22, verse 7 to be exact. Amen. "And look, I am coming soon, and my reward is with me to give to each one according to his work. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last." So we see this in the book of Revelations, you all. If you ever have an opportunity to read Revelations, you know, kind of with understanding, as we're talking about faith that arises because of the audible voice of God. So you are, as soon as the meaning of the word registers in the mind of the reader or hearer, faith rises up to meet it. Amen? Amen. So the word is powerful, and it causes the light of faith to shine through. Amen. So at this time, do y'all have any, anybody have any questions or comments regarding the lesson on tonight? I'd be happy to address those to the best of my ability, being led by the Holy Spirit. So Holy Spirit, I ask that you have your way right now to answer and use me, that I may speak with confidence and boldness, with understanding and knowledge, that no one will be led astray. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. It's in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. To God be the glory. At this time, I'll call your name. If you have any questions or comments, please ask at that time. And I appreciate every comment and question. Amen. Sister Connie, we'll start with you.
No, it was a good lesson. I'm good. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Connie. All right, Sister Dillard.
Amen. I'm good, but it was very interesting, and I got an understanding of it, you know.
Amen.
Amen.
That's what we get. We have the Bible study. We have an understanding, a breakdown. That's why I love Bible study. It gives a chance to break down And for me as a pastor, anything that I've missed, I'm able to take my time more in Bible study with everyone, because when you're preaching on Sunday, you can't really get to everything to break it down. But Bible study gives us a chance to break that word down, come back, answer any questions. Everybody get an opportunity to, you know, either give a comment. Well, Pastor, I really didn't understand it that way. It'd be helping someone else that may don't know how to ask the question. So that's what I love about it so much. It's so rich. Amen. Thank you, Mom.
Amen.
God bless you.
Thank you. God bless you, too.
Thank you, Mom. Amen. Evangelist Kimberly Welford.
I like when you said something about getting to the root of the words, because most people talk about the root of the problem, but you don't really hear people talk about getting to the root of the word, which means you got to dig into that word, find out the context that it was written in, you know, and that takes studying. So I really appreciated you saying that, because it made me want to study more and get to the root of the word.
Amen.
I took that with me today. And God bless y'all.
Amen.
I love y'all.
Amen.
Oh, we love you too.
love you too.
Amen. Brother Wester with you?
No, he's three. He had a hard day. He went straight to the angels, went to bed.
Oh, Amen. Today was a beautiful day, you all. Yes, and we're thinking about him. He's always thinking about him and praying for everybody. Amen. Especially for family. And today was a good day.
Amen.
My daughter came over, and we were able to pray with her and her husband, and just the Holy Spirit was moving. I'm telling you, God is doing because we are a deliverance ministry, and we know by the lessons that we've been going through in Bible study that in order for you to receive complete healing is that you have to be delivered. And then healing takes place. But I do have to go in and try to heal without being delivered. And that's why we continue to be sick and go back to that sickness, because we haven't been delivered from it. We just kind of like just being treated. You know what I mean? Because if we were delivered from a cold, we would never get a cold again. If we were, you know what I'm saying? If we were healed from a cold, we wouldn't get it again. But all we do is treat it, and it just comes up again when the season changes or your environment changes. You know, but if we can, we know for a fact that there's no money in healing people in a medical field. You know, being in the medical field, I know anyone. There's money in treatment. So if we treat you, that means you got to keep on taking it. So that's how they make money. They can heal you, deliver you from that thing, and you'll be healed. But no, they don't want to, because guess what? Ain't no money in healing you.
But the Lord.
But the Lord, that's what we say, God is our healer. But that's why God has put people in the medical field. He's put his own in the medical field. He's put his own, you know, anointed ones in law enforcement. Believe me, you know, because we know this to be true, and I say this all the time, you all, and I won't never stop. Wherever God is, at work, the devil is too. So just like in law enforcement, the devil got his people in there, God has his people too, to take care of his people, to take care of his people, to take care of us. Amen.
Amen.
So what would normally would have taken us out, God say no. I'ma send in my anointed one. So I just thank God for you all for being here on tonight. And I know people kind of trickle in every now and then. Come again.
Yes.
Thank God for you as well.
Oh,
Amen.
Glory to God. I'm just so excited, you all. I'm gonna go check on this little girl of mine and know she's doing good. And so I thank y'all for tonight. I'm glad y'all comments and questions. I thank y'all for Sister Connie and Evangelist Kim and my mom. I'm so used to hearing y'all on the line. So when y'all not on the line, I'm like, where my people at?
Let my people go.
Yeah, my people go.
I get to read all the time.
Yes, you do.
Yes, my mama likes to read. You can say you can read your Bible because you get to your scriptures quickly too.
Flipping through the Bible. Like,
I'm happy to hear Sister Connie on here. God bless you,
Amen.
That's our Sister Connie.
I'm just a good
a good supporter and listener. I love me some Sister Connie. I was so glad to see her at the play, looking all. Miss Connie, you were looking good. I promise you, you have not aged. I think I met you almost 15 years ago. I know it has to be at least, I know it's more than 10 years ago, and you have not aged a bit. I'm telling you, God is good. It's like you're being restored, like you're getting younger. So this is beautiful. You want to be. Well, God bless everyone. You all have a wonderful night, and we'll back here on tomorrow for midweek service. I don't know how long midweek is going to continue because we have two services on Sunday, so I know eventually midweek service is probably going to be eliminated. And because we have two services on Sunday already, so I'm not sure when it'll be. Yeah, but, you know, we'll let you all know when it'll come up.
Yeah.
We have a lot going on.
Yeah.
So God bless you all. I love you. I thank God for you. Father God, we thank you for one more time, oh God, that
you
allowed us to
Father,
come to receive on tonight. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we thank you, Father God, that our minds are being renewed right now. Father God, that you've already heard our prayers, even as we pray right now, that you've already answered our prayers. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Thank you for healing. Thank you for deliverance. Thank you for your peace that surpasses all understanding. Thank you for your presence, because we know, Lord God, in your presence, oh God, all things are possible. And we just want to say thank you as we decree and declare by the blood of Jesus Christ and the resurrection power that's working on the inside of us, that we are victorious, our children, and everyone in our family that's connected to us because of our faith. They are victorious, and we speak it, and it shall be no other way. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we just want to say thank you, Lord. We command you, devil, to get your hands off our family. We command you to loose them right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my Lord, my God. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Lord, we thank you to answer by fire, oh God, to burn up anything in our life that's not of you, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we thank you one more time for keeping us, oh God. Lord, as we leave this call, but never your presence, Lord, I ask that you bless all that's on the line, and they kept your warring angels around us and our family members, keeping us from all hurt, harm, and danger of this world. And we just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. And what my mom always say, Father God, Lord, whatever you're doing in this season, don't do it without us, Father God, because we trust and believe you, Father God, to be our provider, Jehovah Jireh, to be our protector, amen, Jehovah Sabaoth, to be our peace, Jehovah Shalom, to be God that's more than enough, El Shaddai. We call upon you, and we thank you, El Shaddai. We just want to say thank you, Lord God.
Thank you, Jesus.
We love you. We give it all over to you. We take our hands off, Lord. And we give it all over to you, Lord God. We lift up our hands to praise you. We lift up our hands, oh God, to exalt you, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And it's in Jesus' mighty name that we pray. To God be the glory, amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God bless you all. Once again, I love you. And ain't nothing you can do about it. God bless you. Remember, Jesus is Lord. Hallelujah.
Oh, I want to see him. Look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, home at last, ever to rejoice.
I want to hear him say,
give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him. And now I'll give him back, so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally stop breathing, yeah. King on the throne. Hold up, wait a minute. Gold streets, gold mansions. Just because I look gone with a passion. Can't get you when it gets, but if you're asking, he'll give you that. How can you imagine living without all his grace? Sometimes I still get amazed. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Pray for need to get there on a great day. But when I get to heaven, gonna sing and shout. Then nobody there to put me out. Said I will be.